hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 12th of January, 2007. My guest today, Loren Moray, talking about depleted uranium. And, Loren, you're one of these people that just had a conscience and a heart with what was going on. What was it when you were at Livermore National Laboratories? What was it that just finally flipped your switch?
Well, I had traveled a lot. I'm a geoscientist, and I'd been in other countries, and I call it free falling through life. I did that for 10 years. It was really fun going all over the world, and I came back to the U.S. and I ended up working at Livermore, and I worked there 2 years, and it didn't take me very long to realize it was absolutely the weirdest social climate I'd ever been in. And then I talked to employees who'd been there a long time, and I realized I was working on the Yucca Mountain Project in Nevada and the Waste Isolation Pilot Project in New Mexico, and I was seeing all this science fraud, and employees on these projects at Livermore who didn't even come to work for a whole year, but they got their paychecks every month. And my boss would come in and say, well, our budget isn't in. It's September 30th. We won't have it for about 3 or 4 months. So go out and ride a bicycle around the lab, you know, for the next 3 months, and just we don't care. If you don't do anything, we just want your name on the roster so we get money from Washington, D.C. And I was told to falsify reports to the Washington, D.C. headquarters of the Department of Energy. Someone ordered a Porsche engine with lab money, and it disappeared off the loading dock when it was delivered. There were drugs everywhere. It was horrible. It was a bunch of liars. It was the biggest pile of science fraud I had ever seen in my life. And I realized that that was actually how our government is run, if the National Weapons Lab is run that way, under a veil of secrecy, that a lot of our government has to be operating that way, too. And I think Americans didn't realize that until Bush got into office. And, you know, they just took the gloves off. They're not even hiding it. It's so egregious and blatant and in your face. And it's really been the voices of people like Cynthia McKinney and Ron Paul and Barbara Lee. And it's been just a few small lamps burning in the darkness to give us hope and to remind us that there is another reality that we would like to go back to.
When men were men, women were women, and cars were cars, those days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. We'll be right back. We got a break. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
One of your stories, Loren, just hit commondreams.org. The depleted uranium is a weapon of mass destruction, and some of which you've already alluded to. Your grandfather was born in Battle Creek back in 1895. And he never, he didn't know that you're an international expert on depleted uranium. Well, of course, he's been gone for a little while now, but that's my old stomping ground up there in Battle Creek. But to encapsulate this, just to give people an idea, that this was the brainchild of people that worked on the Manhattan Project. Okay, this is back in 1943. And I've heard this, Loren, over and over and over again. Government conspiracies, they can't cover this stuff up. Well, during the Manhattan Project, how many people outside of that project, how many people knew in the United States that they were tinkering around with nuclear fissionable materials underneath Chicago? And at one point, they almost let the cat out of the bag and almost blew up half of Chicago.
They're little boys, they're children, playing with, do you know where uranium comes from? It's made in supernovas. And so when these soldiers are inhaling tiny, tiny particles, they're round, hollow Christmas tree balls of depleted uranium oxide, these tiny particles come start unraveling, and huge amounts of energy are released from the nucleus. That's a tiny supernova. In basically, our body is a bag of water. It's completely insane. They've hidden it all. They've hidden it, and I'm uncovering it, and I think that I can't do anything more important with my life than to expose this nightmare, not just to all of humanity, because the whole global atmosphere is contaminated, but all living things are being affected. In 50 years, John, they have mutilated the genome of the entire planet. And it took 4.5 billion years for our beautiful, beautiful planet and the living things on it to become what they are or what they were 50 years ago.
And we had our own environmental problems 50 years ago, but it wasn't anything that couldn't be cleaned up. We're talking about depleted uranium. What's the shelf life on this stuff? How long could it actually affect plant, animal, and human beings?
Well, the half-life of depleted uranium, uranium-238, is 4.5 billion years, the age of the Earth.
Is the higher echelons of the United States government aware of what they're subjecting these soldiers to?
Well, actually, the whole depleted uranium nightmare, the atomic bomb nightmare, the nuclear power plant nightmare, the atmospheric testing nightmare, came out of Skull and Bones. It's the Anglo Wall Street banking establishment. That is who is behind Skull and Bones. It's a secret society at Yale. And they crawl on ground glass up the middle of the road to Buckingham Palace. And the capital, the world capital of terrorism, is London. This ultimately is coming out of the London money tower, the British royal family, the black nobility in Europe, and other hidden, very old banking interests. That is where it's really coming from, and it's actually a plan to depopulate the world by 2 to 4 billion people. A third to two-thirds of the world population.
Well, they tried that with Ebola and HIV. That's right. That was a concoction in our laboratories here inside the United States. And, you know, it's if it weren't so serious and human life was not being destroyed, it would almost be laughable. Because you have now these celebrities jumping on board to, you know, help the poor stricken AIDS people of Africa and everything else. This was cooked up in our own laboratories.
AIDS was cooked up in our own laboratories. Congress funded it. I have the number of the bill. And it was delivered first in Africa in about 1977 by the U.S. military and World Health Organization doctors. It was the World Health Organization and the U.N. who injected those Africans. I've interviewed Africans from South Africa, and I have interviewed a soldier who was on the plane with that first delivery of AIDS with World Health Organization doctors in that military operation. And he said to one of the doctors from Finland, he said, why are we here? There's no epidemic here. It was all quarantine, this whole area. And the doctor said, no, there is no epidemic here, but we're going to inject all these people with vaccines, and in 12 years they'll all be dead. And they were. And it was the center of the greatest resistance to apartheid, the black community.
They love their organized chaos. And, you know, Loren, I don't know what's going to happen when the majority of the American people find out about this. They've come up with a new term. It's the catch-all phrase to discount anything that's not pre-planned, pre-packaged, and pre-digested for human consumption here in the United States through the mainstream corporate-controlled and government-controlled media. But I'm wondering what's going to happen when people start to find out about that. They come up with the term conspiracy theorists. We don't talk about theories. We talk about facts.
That's right. And I only talk about facts that I have documentation for, and I know that there is plenty of information out there to back up what I'm saying. I'm not convincing anyone. I'm not trying to persuade anyone. All I'm saying is there is a terrible problem here. This is what I know about it, and I don't want you to believe me. I want you to go out and do your own research and investigation, because then the person owns that information and they can pass it on to other people.
Just a few notes on this commondreams.org at your latest story here. Just to run down the list here. Depleted uranium. It meets the definition of weapons of mass destruction in two out of the three categories under U.S. Federal Code Title 50, Chapter 40, Section 2302. Go ahead.
That's right.
The weaponry violates all international treaties and agreements, Hague and Geneva War Conventions, and the 1925 Geneva Gas Protocol. And I'll refer back to General L. Groves here of the Manhattan Project, that thought it would be a wonderful idea if we used depleted uranium and also development of radioactive materials as poison gas weapons, dirty bombs, dirty missiles, and dirty bullets. Well, they've got the radioactive materials as poison gas covered because, well, the problem is that this stuff is so small, it's almost acting like a gas, is it not?
Well, it actually is a gas. And within 7 to 9 days, it's transported to the British atmosphere. They're measuring it in the British atmosphere 7 to 9 days after they use it on the battlefield in Afghanistan and Iraq. And the sand and dust from the battlefield is incorporated with the depleted uranium particles, and they end up on the air filters in England. Now, it's carried within 2 weeks across the Atlantic on the westerlies at about 10,000 feet in altitude, and it gets rained out along the coast of Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. And guess what, John? The highest increases of diabetes in the United States since 1990 are in those four Gulf Coast states. And diabetes absolutely has been linked to radiation since Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We know from Chernobyl studies. We know from many around nuclear power plants, from atmospheric testing, that diabetes is caused by radiation. Between 1980 and 1990 in the United States, diabetes increased by 18%. Between 1980 and 2002, diabetes in the U.S. increased by 136%.
We now have children, and they're trying to blame it on the diet. You remember several months ago that the big deal was made about taking out the snack machines and the soda machines out of public schools, and that we have obese children running around, and, well, they're developing diabetes like no other time, and it has to be the diet. Do you suspect that this depleted uranium has had a greater effect on these children than has been this junk food that they've been purporting that is the real enemy, the real problem?
Well, the way I uncovered the depleted uranium diabetes link was I started looking at maps of diabetes. Where does it occur? I looked at the global map, and I realized the northern hemisphere had much higher rates of diabetes than the southern hemisphere. And the diabetes was at latitudes, like a band all around the Earth at the same latitude where the bomb tests were done. The southern hemisphere had elevated diabetes where Australia and the South Pacific were used for bomb tests, and it went around the world and contaminated the tip of South America and the tip of Africa. So that was diabetes caused by atmospheric testing. Then I looked at the U.S. map, and that's how I realized the Gulf Coast states were getting a lot of the Middle East and Central Asian diabetes.
Okay, hold that thought. We've got to take this break. The phone lines are wide open for questions and comments with my guest, Loren Murray, 800-387-7233.
313-9443.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We are back. My guest today, very glad to have this woman. Folks, you don't know how lucky you are out there in America to have people that are taking personal risk for their health and their safety, seeing the evil that's going on, and then having the gumption and the intestinal fortitude to stand and speak. I cannot, and it's only going to get easier. The more people like my guest today, Loren Murray, come out and publicly speak about this, more and more people will be stepping out of the shadows and coming into the light. There is, Loren, I wanted to tell you, the worm has turned. What we're seeing here on the side of the alternative media, we are seeing a lot of people waking up. I mean, tons of people waking up. And if we can have a few victories in the political arena, that's kind of like the adrenaline shot to people, to bring them off the couch, bring them out of their homes, get them involved once again. We've got a chance of making an environment that's safe enough for people that have the facts, that can expose the criminality, the murdering, the wrongdoing. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be going to jail. They're going to wish they were dead. There's going to be a lot of misery for them in this country because the truth shall stand of its own merit and shall prevail. And I can't thank you enough, Lauren, for doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you, John. That's really very kind of you to say that. And it also gives me spiritual energy to continue. I mean, I don't even know how I got picked for this job.
Well, the same way I did, Lauren.
The same way.
Nobody else is doing it, so, hey, we had to step up.
Yeah, so we just stepped up, and it's the most interesting, the most rewarding work that I've ever done in my life. It's just so interesting, and I'm doing it because I love people, and I'm doing it, John, because every time I see parents with another child with learning disabilities or with birth defects or with other problems, health problems, every time I meet elderly people or people with obesity problems, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, these are all radiation-related illnesses. There are large increases in Lou Gehrig's, Hodgkin's, and Parkinson's disease in professional athletes, especially football and soccer players, even golfers, even baseball players, Lou Gehrig's disease. And this is because they are inhaling or being contaminated with uranium that is in the phosphate fertilizers used on the grass playing field. And then they go and spray pesticides to make the grass greener and protect it from insects. And the chemicals and the pesticides interact with the radiation and amplify or multiply the harmful effects by 8 or 10 times. So it's not just those people over there in, you know, far, far away lands that we will never see who are being affected. We're being affected. Our athletes are being affected. Our children are being affected. And, John, they put uranium in dental porcelain powder that they make false teeth out of to make the teeth whiter. And tiny particles break off of the porcelain teeth, and they get into people's bodies. They go right through the intestinal walls, and they cause cancer in people's bodies.
Just the time when we got rid of the mercury in the fillings that the dentists were using,
yeah,
dentistry, now they're using depleted uranium.
They're using uranium in the teeth. And also, you know, this uranium is going all over the world, and it's landing all over those poppy fields in Afghanistan where the CIA has that bumper crop of the next big supply of heroin and opium, and that's contaminated with depleted uranium. You can't imagine how many gay guys have contacted me from San Francisco and said, is the heroin and is the opium contaminated with DU? And I said, you bet it is. Of course it is. And then it comes down in the rain and snow.
By the way, did you take that opportunity when you get those kind of calls to tell them that the AIDS that's affecting the people at higher risk, I think they use that term, that in fact that this was cooked up in our own laboratories here in the United States?
Oh, yes, I've told them all about it. Yes, I have. And they're so grateful. They're so thankful. They're so appreciative. To not be blamed for it. And what this shadow government does is it makes us sick deliberately, and then it blames us for being sick. It's like saying, well, the children who are obese because they're eating junk food. They're not obese because they're eating junk food. They're obese because their government, especially in black communities, is sending the radioactive dairy products and food into their communities.
All right, we got a break. 800-313-9443. We got a couple lines open. We'll roll your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, I needed to mention this. I was in error. That CommonDreams.org news center picked up this story and put it on their website today. But what I was reading from, it was originally published Tuesday, August 9th of 2005, and it was the Battle Creek Inquirer. And I am just amazed, Loren, that they put all this information in this story.
They actually did, and they published it, and the editor was so nice. He said, my grandfather's name was Colonel Edwin Joseph McAllister. He went through all their old files all the way back to World War II and sent me articles that they had printed on my grandfather.
Well, I am very pleased to hear the Battle Creek Inquirer did that. I mean, they put so much information in this thing. When people read this article, it just had to absolutely just lay them flat.
It did, and that article went all over the internet. A lot of people found it. They just liked it, the format or the way the bullet presentation of the information. I write all kinds of stories in all different kinds of ways, and some of them are very sciencey, and some of them are not. I'm trying to get the information to all levels of people and interests and everything. And I have found the best way to get the information out Of course, thank you for doing your wonderful radio program. The public is more informed than they ever have been in world history about who's really in control.
Well, I am just one thing. I am just a river to my people, my fellow Americans here in this country.
You're doing a great service to the public.
By the way, I had a call here and asked to spell Lauren's name. It's L-E-U-R-E-N. Moret is spelled M-O-R-E-T. One more time. You want to do web searches on this fine woman? Lauren is spelled L-E-U-R-N.
E-N.
I'm sorry?
L-E-U-R-E-N.
Okay, they misspelled it here.
Yes.
And Moret, I hope I got that one right,
yes.
M-O-R-E-T.
That's right.
All right, and do you have a website?
No, I don't have time for a website, but if they just Google even my first name and Google video, there are three films that I did on radiation. They're really interesting, and people seem to really like them.
All right, that's L-A-U-R...
L-E.
L-E. He just mistyped it again.
Yes.
L-E-U-R-E-N.
That's right.
Okay, L-E-U-R-E-N. Thank you, Mr.
That's
Producer.
Right.
And we'll have to have somebody do a website for you.
Oh, that'd be great.
I have the person in mind. He's a little busy right now, but we'll make sure that you get one. And hopefully we'll roll this out in time when you take your tour with Cynthia McKinney here.
Yes. I want to do some interviews for you, and you can interview her, too.
I have never spoken to Cynthia. I'll tell you what, she's got a lot of guts.
Oh, she's a very nice woman and a very courageous woman, and I'm taking her to India after the Malaysia conference, and we're going to speak in New Delhi as well.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. Fred in Pennsylvania, you're first up with Lauren Moret. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is it all right if I ask about someone who was working at HHS, Health and Human Services, Loren?
Yes.
Have you heard of a man named John Agwunobi?
I have not.
Okay. Well, there was something odd about the way that this HHS is working. You have Julie Gerberding, who's head of the Centers for Disease Control, and right under her is John Agwunobi. He was on C-SPAN and in the beginning of 06, and I can't find anything about him that explains what his background is, how he got his job as assistant secretary. He is supposedly in charge of a tremendous amount of money and effort as far as pandemic flu preparedness is concerned.
Uh-oh.
And the other thing is that he's constantly pictured in uniform, whether on at a congressional hearing in under oath or in a recent newspaper advertisement about faces of preparedness or some kind of vague propaganda that the CDC is putting out there about being prepared. But it looks more like, when you look at the ads, it's being just follow our orders kind of newspaper ads. And he is basically stares right at the reader, and I can't find anything about it. He's got a very strange spelling of his last name, A-G-W-U-N-O-B-I.
Oh, that is an odd name.
And he's in a uniform that I have never seen before. It's not a U.S. military uniform. He's not the Surgeon General, so he doesn't have that tradition of wearing a white uniform like Dr. Koop used to wear. And
how do you spell his name again? Last name?
A-G-W-U-N-O-B-I. And he has an extremely strong sub-Saharan African accent.
A-G-W-U-N-O-B-I. Oh, he's an African. Let me explain to you the reality of these agencies that are supposed to be protecting the American public. The military and the Atomic Energy Commission set up the EPA, the National Cancer Institute, the National Institutes of Health, and the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. The NRC and DOE and the military are running all of those agencies, and they were set up to hide the environmental and public health effects of radiation from the public. They are there to cover it up, just like the VA is there to protect the government from the soldiers who are sick and angry. So I'm not surprised that he is in the Centers for Disease Control. I believe that we also have other people from other foreign countries involved at different levels of our own government, including Russian generals, KGB generals, who came over to help set up Homeland Security.
Well, Loren, he was extremely evasive at the hearing, and he really didn't answer any of the questions, the important questions put to him. And if John, if I could, let me just give out that index number if someone wants to buy the or look up the video at C-SPAN.
Go ahead.
190-976-1. And if you have that, then you can look up the particular hearing. It's called Pandemic Flu Preparedness. And the I got the impression that he was refusing to answer what happened to the $7.5 billion supplemental appropriation that was rushed over to CDC.
Right.
They had to do it on a deadline of at least coming up with a plan for preparedness on pandemic flu, or at least answer why it wasn't spent. And they could not answer any of the senator's questions on that.
All right. Fred, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate that information. Did you get the spelling on that, Loren?
Yes, I did. Thank
okay.
you, Fred. That was very interesting information.
All righty. Ed in New Jersey. Hello, Ed.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
John?
Yes.
Thank you for having me on your program. Both of you are patriots. I just want to make a comment. I'm thrilled to hear about Dr. Congressman Ron Paul running for president. I supported him when he ran in the 80s. He's a patriot. I can remember when he was not in Congress, he had his own newsletter. He also had he sold coins. He had a little coin business. And I have a bumper sticker here from when he ran for president. I believe also he ran for governor of Texas. I can't remember. Do you have any indication when he ran for governor of Texas?
It must have been before my time down here. I've only been here for 8 years.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I know he ran in the 80s for president of the United. He also took out in the New York Times, he put out information about his running. I have to find it someplace. I'm very thrilled. He's a great patriot, and I'm a member of the SAR, Sons of America Rebels. My forefathers fought in 1776, 30-year member, and you're both patriots. One other comment I'd like to make is your guest, is she familiar with a book called Lab 257 of Plum Island? That was the lab where the West Nile virus came from, and also Lyme disease.
Yes, what's the name of the book, Lab 257?
Yes, by Michael Christopher Carroll.
Thank you.
That's a very, very, I'll tell you, I can't read it all at one time. It's a very scary thing. And the West Nile virus came from that laboratory, and also the Lyme disease.
It's a bioweapons level 5 laboratory. It's illegal. They're not allowed on the continental U.S. That's why they put it on Plum Island.
Yes, it's off of Long Island. Pardon
yes,
me. Off of Long Island. In fact, the book was written, and they say in the back, former governor of New York, Momo Cuomo, Mariam Cuomo, Congressman, Senator Laura Weicker, he says things about this book. So there are people out there aware of this.
That's right. And the only other level 5 lab, bioweapons lab, is at in Trieste. It's the World Health Organization laboratory. But under Rumsfeld, he initiated huge new expansion of bioweapons labs all over the U.S., and they were trying to put a bioweapons level 4 lab on the UC Davis campus. My daughter was going to school there. And in a bioweapons level 4 lab, a single bacteria or a single virus can be fatal. So what happened, this is really funny, is that someone removed a monkey from the monkey colony on the UC Davis campus that's been there for 50 years. That's how they developed MK Ultra mind control techniques at UC Davis in that monkey colony. I'm writing a book about it right now. And so that monkey escaping killed the bioweapons lab on the Davis campus because people said a monkey has never escaped from that facility, and if you can't keep a monkey in a cage, you can't keep bacteria and viruses in test tubes that will kill people.
Was that the storyline for the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman?
I'm not sure.
A very similar storyline.
Yeah, probably was.
All right. Ed, I thank you for your call. By the way, did you ever think you'd live long enough to see Ron Paul make another run for presidency? Is he gone?
That was the last. It's great. It thrills me. I'm a follower. He was born, I believe, in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And great. I'm thrilled, John.
He's a Vietnam veteran. They are my favorite soldiers. They went through hell in Vietnam. They were betrayed by their own government. They were betrayed when they came back. And they have been my greatest supporters with the DU issue and getting depleted uranium bills into state legislatures. And we have over 18 states now. I'm going to Hawaii in a week to introduce one to the Hawaiian legislature. And the state legislative bills have kicked the pants out of Congress, and they were finally forced to pass the first DU bill in Congress because of these state bills.
All right.
So there are lots of things that we can do.
All right.
One last thing I'd like.
Okay, quickly. We got a lot of callers waiting.
John, I'd like to say one thing. I'm going to tell you right now, my surname is Paul.
Okay.
I'm so thrilled to have a last name and a patriot like Ron Paul. I mean, it doesn't make any difference, but the point is I'm proud to have that last name as surname.
All right. Ed, thank you for your call, my friend. I'm just wondering here who he's going to have as a running mate. Maybe Bob Barr out of Georgia? It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Henry in Connecticut. Thanks for holding, Henry.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. What is it? Lauren? L-E-U?
Yeah.
Loren. L-E-U-R-E-N. It's interesting you said the Vietnam veterans were your best
supporters.
Soldiers, because William Cooper was that, too. He was a petty officer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love William Cooper. I have his book, Behold
no, maybe,
the Pale.
Yeah, maybe you're right about that.
Behold the Pale Horse.
Yeah. All right. So two quick things, and I'm going to hang up. What I want to know is this. You mentioned about, you talk about the kids, you were talking about they do stuff deliberately to make us sick, and then they blame us for being sick, meaning stuff with weight and fat and all that. I always thought that's true, too, and I always thought that's a particular American thing that possibly some of the people in certain European countries don't do with their children, just like all that psychiatric stuff with the drugs and self-esteem and the Prozac and Ritalin.
Right.
And.
Right.
Right. What I want to know is this. I just want to buy your stuff. Is this a book that you have out? I sort of caught in the middle of your show. Is this a book that you have or two DVDs or whatever? Where can I get this?
Oh, all you have to do is email me. My name is Loren Moray.
Slowly. Spell the Bollet.
L-B-L.
No. Let me do it because you've got a bad connection there.
Yeah,
it's L-E-U. R-E-N, last name, Moray, M-O-R-E-T.
@yahoo.com.
There you go.
All right. I got the first name. What is it? The last name, what again, slowly?
You need a new phone, my friend. M-O-R-E-T.
E-T.
You're right.
All right, I got M-O-R-E-T.
That's correct.
And just Google that name.
Just Google it, and it'll come up, and that's
my,
it.
my email is LorenBeret@yahoo.com, and you can purchase you can purchase the videos from me. One is called Connecting the Dots. One is and then there are two under my program, Global Radiation Cover Up, and one is about atmospheric testing fallout, nuclear power plants, and depleted uranium. And the second one is about diabetes.
All right. Henry, thank you for your call. Yeah, you had a bad line.
You.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Sean in Texas. Hello, Sean.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Thank you both for being there. I've had a lot of my questions answered while I've been waiting on the phone.
Just hold another minute because we're up against that break. Sean, just hang on. Gary and Santiago will take your calls also and wrap up this Friday's edition of the National Intel with my guests, Loren Murray, right after this. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in 5 countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
I'm going to ask the callers to be brief with their comment or their questions, please. Sean in Texas. Hello, Sean.
Hi, John.
Yeah.
Okay, I will be brief. I've got most of the information I needed from the last few phone calls. Two things. I have a close family relative who is a retired physician, and I'm sure he will go to the, among other things, the World Health Organization. I am at their site as we speak. Among similar comments, I'm reading under potential health effects of exposure to DU, no reproductive or developmental effects have been reported in humans. And I will be emailing Loren and getting more information. And I'm hoping that her information, among others, will be sufficient enough to maybe convince my close relative that his thinking is perhaps not correct.
All right.
That's all I have for the moment. We'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Sean, that was Sean. Did somebody drop here? We got one more. Okay, Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
How you doing, Stephen, John?
Good. Make it quick, my friend.
I guess, in sympathy with your guest thing about this depleted uranium thing. I have a neighbor whose brother went to Iraq as an independent contractor, and I said, your brother's going to be dead in 10 years. He says, why? And I told him about depleted uranium, and he just blew me off. So,
there is the problem. This sounds so far-fetched to people sometimes, the subject matter, but they just have to get over it. If you would, Gary, I know your situation down there. I know you're kind of limited in what you can do, but if there's any way that you can Google Loren Murray's information to get around the library, download some of that stuff that comes off of Google, and give it to your neighbor, please.
My last name's Nelson. I'm English, and I'm not sure what English and French get along, but I'll cut her some slack here tonight. But,
the issue is so serious it doesn't matter what we are. And what I wanted to say is that not all people want to know. That's all right. I just put the information out there, and I let go of it, and I don't really try to convince people because there are people who don't want to know, and especially the contractors who are making thousands of dollars every month over there. They don't care. They even send their own sons over there.
Yeah. It's
insanity.
It blows me away, Lauren. Sometimes I have a tendency not to think too deeply about these subjects because I cover such a broad, dynamic range of subjects, and all of our talk show hosts on this network, that when I stop and I start to consider all of what I'm seeing and I'm hearing, it does a number on me. And,
I know.
And I have this tendency to try to shut it off so I can do the task of the day and then do tomorrow's work and next week's work. And it's hard. It is hard, folks. It's not that we don't understand how hard it is to pass information around, but it's what we must do. It's probably going to be one of the most difficult things you're ever going to do in your life, but it is for the salvation of this republic. And I'm serious about this, Loren. I am seeing people waking up in sectors that I never thought were going to, and they're coming out of that matrix. They're walking into the light, out of the shadows. And let me just run this by the folks out there. If you would like to email Loren Murray, here is the spelling. It's LeuRenMort.
E-T.
I'm sorry, E-T. It only took me one or two more times having you on here to get that right. At yahoo.com.
That's it.
All right, Loren. Thank you so much, and we'll get with you after your tour de force here with Cynthia McKinney, and if you would, set her up with us.
I will.
And we'll rock and roll with it.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye now. That'll do it for us on this Friday, folks. We'll be back with you Monday with a brand-new edition of the National Intel Report program. I pray for all of these people. Pray for their safety and their success. We'll see you Monday.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work. You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the